Two major stories are unfolding in China. Earlier today, the Beijing Intermediate People's Court convicted American professor Li Xiaomin on spy charges. Mr. Li, who was born in China and taught business in Hong Kong, will be deported, but the government is not saying when or to what location. The verdict comes less than a day after Beijing erupted in celebration over its successful bid to host the 2008 Olympic Games. More on those games in a few minutes. First, NPR's Rob Gifford has this report on the Li trial.
As Beijing partied into the night after the triumph of yesterday's Olympic decision, U.S. business professor Li Xiaomin was preparing for his day in court. The proceedings were brief. China's official Xinhua news agency gave no details of the case against him, but reported that the court had a large amount of confirmed evidence that Li had spied for China's arch-rival Taiwan. Li's wife has vehemently denied the charges. Joseph Cheng is a professor of politics at Hong Kong's City University, where Li Xiaomin taught business administration.
I'm slightly surprised by the speed and the duration of the court proceedings, but the outcome more or less conforms to the kind of speculation in the international media, and the speedy deportation of Professor Li certainly will help to remove a minor friction in Sino-American relations before Colin Powell's visit to Beijing.
Secretary of State Powell arrives in Beijing in 2 weeks' time. His visit is designed to mend fences after the spy plane affair got the Bush administration's relationship with China off to a bad start. Li Xiaomin's wife had petitioned President Bush himself to raise her husband's case with China's leaders, which he did in a phone call with Chinese President Jiang Zemin last week. The timing of Li Xiaomin's detention alongside Beijing's successful bid for the Olympics has exposed some of the contradictions of modern China. Socially and economically, the country is more open to the outside world than at any time in the last 50 years. But politically, says Joseph Cheng, Li Xiaomin's case shows that things are as tight as ever.
Obviously, when China wants to sell its consumer products like toys to the Western countries, it is concerned with the establishment of a respectable image. But one has to appreciate that the baseline regarding the human rights condition in China is that the party has no intention of giving up its monopoly of political power.
There's been no word of the other four Chinese-born scholars with U.S. ties who are still being detained. And Washington has less leverage over them as none of them holds a U.S. passport, though some have U.S. permanent residency. U.S. lawmakers are putting pressure on President Bush to make release of all the scholars a top priority in dealing with China. With Beijing clearly wanting to improve its relationship with Washington ahead of Mr. Bush's visit to China in October, today's verdict signals a possible willingness on the Chinese side to start resolving remaining frictions. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.